When Queen had removed all his clothing, Thomas took a large jar of Vaseline and began to rub the petroleum jelly onto the fresher's face, hands, genitals, feet, and then finally into his arse. Steve had a hard-on throughout the operation. After this, Thomas took a roll of gauze and bandaged his face, hands, and feet. As his teacher started work on the genitals, Steve's erection was really throbbing. The gauze was wrapped around his balls. Then, with expert precision, Thomas wound the bandage around the teenager's straining love muscle. Steve could stand it no longer and shot off a wad of his genetic dew. The liquid DNA hit the art teacher in the eye, dripped down the side of his face and into his mouth. Thomas was a professional and continued with his bandaging as if nothing had happened. At last the preparations were finished, the gauze secured with a safety pin. Thomas removed his own clothing and used an internal telephone system to summon a technical assistant. The technician was wearing a white coat. Steve couldn't see this because a bandage had been wrapped over his eyes. There was a gap in the gauze to allow for the use of his mouth, but otherwise his face and neck were completely covered by the bandage. A tab of white lightning was beginning to hit as Thomas manoeuvred Steve into a tub filled with rotting meat. The youth's mind was filled with a pure white light. It was as if he'd entered heaven. He felt weightless and filled with well-being. Thomas positioned Steve face up in the bath and then got in on top of him. He sat so that his shit chute was positioned over Steve's mouth. Queen began to lick at the arsehole. He didn't connect the taste in his mouth with the sweet smell of the sewers. His acid-armed consciousness had convinced him he was in heaven. Thomas took a Tibetan ceremonial knife and cut into Steve's flesh. The teenager experienced his skin being ripped apart as a sweet caress. As Queen's tongue lashed into Thomas's arsehole, the wayward art teacher began to masturbate. He shot off a wad of liquid genetics and rubbed the DNA into the wounds he'd sliced out of the teenager's body. The art teacher twisted around and shoved his love muscle into Steve's mouth. The fresher sucked the throbbing member deep into his throat. Queen had retreated to a point beyond consciousness. Although he'd been sexually repressed for every second of his waking life, now that his erotic energies were released, he knew instinctively how to deal with the uncut meat that had been stuffed into his throat. Thomas was out on the mudflats. He experienced the smell of rotting meat wafting up from beneath him as a salty breeze blown across from a tropical sea. Steve pumped up the volume, and Thomas experienced orgasm as a DNA-encoded replay of the first star exploding. The art teacher flipped Queen around. The fresher's arsehole was well-greased, and he had no trouble penetrating the sphincter. Thomas picked up a lump of rotting meat and shoved it into Steve's mouth before biting into the student's shoulder. The technician was getting perfect shots on his camcorder. Thomas was an old hand at the bump-and-grind routine, but young boys tend to get him overexcited. The art teacher was the wrong side of 40, and to be making it with someone still at the peak of physical perfection really turned him on. Thomas came far quicker than he'd planned. An ego negating simultaneous orgasm drained the last ounce of energy from the performance art perverts. They had reached that peak from which man and man can never jointly return.